of 30 state attorneys general announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to a study by Forward Analytics. That means by 2030, the state is looking at needing an additional 33,000 new beds just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. As of last year, the state totaled about 80,000 beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. There are still some open spots for the community conversations happening today from 4 to 5:30 at McMillan Library. You can participate in conversations about how we can make Wood County a healthier place for everyone. You'll need to register at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. Space is limited. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Smith says he wanted to be traded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 5.5 seasons, linebacker Preston Smith was traded from the Packers to the Steelers. Smith telling reporters in Pittsburgh he requested to be traded after Green Bay changed their defense from a 3-4 to a 4-3.
It's just what I've been playing in the last 9 years of my career. Into this past season, is what I was comfortable playing in and what I got used to playing in. So, you know, just being back in the system is like, you know, riding that your favorite bike again.
College basketball tonight, the Badgers host the Montana State Bobcats at the Kohl Center. NBA tonight, the Bucks and the Utah Jazz at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton, recovering from surgery on both ankles, still not ready to play.
You know, everybody's different. You know, trying to think of someone. LeBron. I saw LeBron's ankle hit the floor, and he kept playing. Everybody's different. And Chris has had a lot of injuries and surgical stuff, so it's just not as fast as we thought it would be, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain chances return for the weekend, highs near 50. Dry weather returns for Monday and on into Tuesday, with more rain possible into Wednesday. Currently 51 degrees.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles, who we'll talk movies with, and he'll help make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darn. Darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. Each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill of being near you. And if it takes a couple of years to turn your tears to laughter, I will do what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. Never be another. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. And I won't go away until
A double shot of Paul McCartney to open this second hour of Seth Faces the Music tonight. You just heard No More Lonely Nights. That was from his solo days. And before that, we opened up this hour with one of the greatest songs the Beatles ever wrote. And I'm giving Paul McCartney the credit for that one, with Eleanor Rigby. So we've already talked about the Lonely Boys. Well, let's see what the Lonely Girls are up to. We got a couple of songs from a couple of ladies separated by many decades, but the sentiment is still the same. First up, we've got an actor-singer known for her sultry voice and her even more sultry album covers. Here's Julie London with Lonely Girl.
Some boy whom I'd love, because I'm such a lonely, lonely girl. I'd like to be the girl some guy likes to call his one and only, only girl. He doesn't especially
pushing the world I know aside. I don't even feel the pain.
One Richard Penniman there, better known as Little Richard, with some slow blues going back to his roots. That was I'm Just a Lonely Guy All Alone. And before that, we had Pink with an assist from Linda Perry from her album Misunderstood. That was Lonely Girl. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have that singer with a multi-octave voice, his ever-present sunglasses, and one of the most influential pop singers of all time. Don't go anywhere here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely.
There goes my heart. They're gone forever.
That, of course, was the great voice of Patti LaBelle when she was still in her group called, well, LaBelle, with Are You Lonely? And before that, we started off our set with the great Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. Let's turn now to the 1980s, a decade that was basically owned by one Michael Jackson. But let us not forget his little sister. And she released an album in 1989 that's considered a soul classic. From Rhythm Nation 1814, here is Janet Jackson with Lonely.
Standing on after the show, you walked right past. Arms reached out for your autograph. And as you flashed your backstage pass, I caught your eye with the camera's flash. When the band came out, they stood behind you. Cymbals crashed, the lights went blue. You stood alone in the halo's haze. Shining guitar hung on gold lame. And you were the lonely one. You were the lonely one. Perform, it's so intense. When the critics pan, I write in your defense. I understand, I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan. When I get home, I turn off the alarm. I check the phone. No messages on. I play the ones from yesterday. I play your song just to hear you say that you're the lonely one. You are the lonely.
Forevermore.
Ah, with a lovely melody and obtuse lyrics, you know it must be They Might Be Giants with Sometimes a Lonely Way. And before that, we had the great band Wilco from their classic album, Being There. That was The Lonely One. One more set on Seth Faces the Music today, everyone. Stick around when we come back. A couple of army brats whose families were stationed in England decided to form a little group in the 1970s, and they named them after the country they had left behind. Don't go anywhere. This is WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin's Election Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning like they should have been. There's no evidence that this was more than human error, and there's no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
Everyone who saw the process themselves know it was simply an error. November is Thank a Business Month. The Better Business Bureau says the best way a small business can tell their story is through online customer reviews. Sharing a good experience highlights, influences, and celebrates a business. When reviews are submitted through the BBB.org website, customers are assured every comment is legitimate and authentic. BBB Customer Reviews allows a business to respond and the reviewer to also submit comments to that response. These positive reviews, the ability to respond to negative ones, and marketing reviews helps small businesses grow. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver series will focus on youth mental health trends. The presentation will happen on Tuesday, November 12th at the Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. Nikki Lucht and Joanne Greenlee will give the presentation. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some post-election escapism, check out Apple TV's Slow Horses. The show follows a bunch of ragtag disgraced MI5 operatives led by Gary Oldman. Oldman is a disgusting, disheveled, gaseous curmudgeon, but a very nuanced character. I'm late to the party myself, having just gotten halfway through season one, but it is very entertaining, and I love when I find a show where I have multiple seasons ahead of me for some serious TV binge-watching. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content, it's bleeping work. Those are the words of Paul Mescal, the star of Gladiator 2. Mescal says he does not like when the artistry of good cinema and movie making, which takes time and effort and lots of patience, is compared to an Instagram post. I don't totally disagree, but you can judge for yourself as Gladiator 2 opens November 15th. Unlike with social media content, you will need an attention span. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain chances return for the weekend, highs near 50. Dry weather returns for Monday and on into Tuesday with more rain possible into Wednesday. Right now it's 48.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Never know until you try. Well, I
fast train, baby, to Jacksonville. I'm gonna get on it, baby. You know I will. Will you try? Go ahead and try to forget all the pain I brought you. Only try. Go ahead and try, baby. I know I'm the one who taught you. Hey, but I'm lonely, baby. My sweet baby, are you still? Tell your friend it's the end. I will never again desert you. He will laugh. I can hear him laughing, baby. You said that I was born to hurt you. Oh, but I'm sorry, baby. Nobody will ever know the way I feel. Will you be there? Will you be there, baby, when I step down from the train? Will you be there, baby? You just got to be there, baby, when somebody calls my name. Yeah, I'm lonely, baby.
And that was the Reverend Al Green asking the question, are you lonely for me, baby? And before that, we started off this final set with the boys from America and Lonely People. Next up, we have an artist who's considered a proto-punk, not so much because of his aggressive style, but from his DIY aesthetic, his minimalistic approach, and his just general weirdness. From Boston, Massachusetts, here's Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Lonely Financial Zone.
By the sea, I have walked under moon and stars, skyscrapers shone in their dark majesty. In this otherworldly land of ours, I've walked by the buildings, I've walked by them all, I've walked by the skyscrapers, lonely and dark in the lonely financial zone. By the sea, I have walked under moon and stars. By the sea, I have walked on cold winter nights. I've stood in awe so silently under the buzzing electric light. Boats in the harbor, gulls on the pier, ships and trucks and sailors in the bars, in the lonely financial zone. By the sea, I've often walked under moon and stars.
My love, my only, you can't imagine how you make me feel inside. For you have opened all doors, to you my heart can't hide. Oh baby, my only, say you love me and you'll never leave me lonely.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.